working.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's over there. Albeit that, you know, if you see me, pity me. Is really what that comes down to. So until next time, and that's Working Good, Lisa Nichols.
Lovely as always.
And I am Derek Gary. Until next week, stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome.
It would be so awesome.
We would really rule.
We would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be really awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go
see. One day we're gonna control Boston. And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape.
Would want to hear they might be giants, too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule. This off.
back again. She's not my friend. I'm lying on a champagne floor like a baby animal. Sleeping to got a ghost in the race. Feeling like I might be Batman's Two-Face. You turn off your phone and I'm gone. We'll never mind, baby. I miss America. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, I'm gonna let you stay. I'm gonna let you stay. And off to East New York like a down one wannabe. When did I become such a fragile flower? You're looking like a man with too much power.
Miss America, just there, from Ms. Ruby Rose Fox, off her album Domestic. And we started things off with The Rationale's Trade You, off their brand spanking new album Upstream. Have you heard Upstream yet? You should probably get your hot little hands on that. You are listening to WMFO Medford. My name is Pam. I'll be here with you until the midnight hour. Pretty soon we will have Megan Casey coming in. She's going to be performing some songs just for you, and chatting with us about upcoming shows. And after that, we will have Slow Coyote coming to you live from Studio D. But before that, we do have Corin Ashley right here, the one and only.
One small dose of Edison's medicine and you'll be back on your feet. You've had overcome. One can certainly overcome.
a safety mask. Where I'm headed to, well, just don't ask.
Fairchild, just there with Nobody's Satellite, off her album of the same name. Abby Barrett, Get Up and Go, off her new album, That Shame. Brand new music from Field Day, Go No Go, off their EP of the same name. That album is being released next month, so right now you can only hear it on the radio. So there you go. Lucky you. And we started off that set with Corin Ashley's Edison's Medicine off his great new album, Broken Biscuits. And I have another great artist here in the on-air studio with me, which is kind of exciting. I have Smoky Mountain Rose, also known as Megan Casey. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming in. So the Smoky Mountain Rose, where did that come from?
So I was kind of bouncing between names for a while, but I found it's this kid's book, and it's the Appalachian version of Cinderella. And I was kind of like, yeah, this is totally up my alley. And I was toying around with it, and I told a couple people, and they're like, oh, you should just go for it. So, and I do graphic design, so I was like, easy, you know? So
well, it's beautiful.
And thank you.
I'm looking at your Facebook page right now, and that's what you and I were just chatting before the break, that your Facebook page, your SoundCloud page, those are two of the easiest ways for people to connect with your music.
Yeah, so right now I'm recording my full length. I'm doing it all myself, so I was hoping to have it out early August, but I'm really enjoying the process, so I'm going to take my time, which is very much my style. But yeah, it's kind of a rebranding. So it's Smokey with no E. And then my SoundCloud is Megan Casey, Smoky Mountain Rose as well. So you can look both those up.
And it's Megan with all of the letters. All of the letters that you could put in Megan are in the Megan.
Yep, the Irish way, I'm told. So yeah, M-E-A-G-H-A-N.
Beautiful. And you have a couple of shows coming up, is that right?
Yeah, so tomorrow I'm playing the Shaskeen. It's kind of like this preview show for a festival I'm playing the following day. So it's the Shaskeen in Manchester, New Hampshire. I'm playing with Troll 2, Mike Dinn and the Night Blinders, and Matt McKinley. So, and then most of us will be at Pickin' in the Pasture, which is going to be in Middleton Springs in Vermont.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And is that a new festival?
It's been around for a few years. It's a super roots folk country festival. It's actually a new venue this year, so it's going to be a lot more personal, but it's out in the woods and it's always a good time.
That sounds like heaven. That sounds great.
It really is. I can't wait.
And you very kindly brought your guitar and your banjo with you.
Yes.
Tonight. Do you want to play a song for us?
Yeah, I'd love
you'd like to.
To
share?
So the song, it's about the devil and it's called A Girl Named Sin.
Thank you.
Thank you. kiss and I will be forever yours. Cause I can never lose you, cause I bet you lose and me too. Cause I can never lose you, cause I bet you lose and me too.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, I have to ask the I'm kind of a, I guess, font nerd aficionado. There's an Art Deco feel to Smoky Mountain Rose as you put it together. And I'm curious, it made me think about the style of music that you play. And it made me curious about, was there something about that 1920s, 1930s era, or what was sort of your lead into this style of music? What attracted you?
I think with, as far as like the style of music, I mean, when I growing up, I always listened to a lot of traditional Irish music and classic rock. But when I was 13, I thought I was like the most punk rock thing to hit my high school or middle school rather. And then kind of within like the last 5 or 6 years, I've started getting into, you know, folk music, a lot of outlaw country, which I think punk and outlaw country parallel each other so much. And yeah, I think just like the Appalachian feel, and it's all really interesting to me. And I do graphic design, so I don't know. As soon as I saw the font, I was like, yep, I'm doing it.
Yeah, it has a beautiful feel.
Thank you.
And you will be able to see it as well when you visit Smoky Mountain Rose on Facebook, and see you have a few shows coming up, sort of centered around the New England area, and Pickin' in the Pastures coming up this weekend in Middleton Springs.
Yes, I can't wait. And there are still tickets available. If you just Facebook search Pickin' in the Pasture, you'll be able to find it. I think it's Brown Paper Bag Tickets or whatever that website is. But camping and everything's included, and it's the best group of people to be with. So, and there's going to be a meteor shower, and
oh, wow.
No better place than like the middle of nowhere, Vermont.
And so. It looks perfect. There are some photos up on their Facebook page, and it just looks like a great setting. You mentioned that it's a new venue this year.
Yeah. So before it was, I think it's called Rockingham Farm, which was equally beautiful, but I think this spot's going to be a lot more secluded, which it will be a good thing. It'll be really fun.
Yeah. Wow. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
So how did you come to, what am I trying to ask? Were you always a solo performer, or were you performing as part of a group previously, or?
I've always kind of been a lone wolf, I guess with like a lot of stuff I do, but I mean, in high school, like, you know, I was in like a couple jam bands or whatever, but it's always kind of been a solo thing and doing everything myself. I do play Aeronaut Brewing Company over in Somerville.
Yeah.
I actually played their Alston pop-up tent, which was a lot of fun, and I play with their house band, which definitely made me kind of revisit the whole vibe of playing with other people, which was so helpful to me just as a musician in general. But yeah, the solo thing is kind of...
Yeah, especially if you're doing everything sort of soup to nuts yourself, because you're recording your album.
Yeah.
And it's such a labor of love, and you're the only one that can really make that real.
Yeah, and it's kind of... I've definitely become super protective. Like, it's my baby. But also, too, like, you know, if I mess up on, you know, on air, or if I mess up at a show, it always comes back to me. So I kind of like that aspect of it, too. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. It can be extremely frustrating working as part of a band.
Yeah, no, totally. And, like, it's nice, too, with, like, the house band. Like, I get to have that experience, but... You know, I get to have, like, both worlds right now, which is really nice. But definitely in the future, I mean, the 4-hour drives get kind of lonely, so.
That is a long route. Is that the length of drive up to Vermont from
yeah,
here?
Yeah, so I'll be taken off, I think, from the Attleboro area. And I was just texting another band that's going, Cactus Attack. And I might ride in their van, which would be awesome. I would love to sleep. But yeah, I mean, I kind of like road running, though. Like, I get a lot of creativity from being on the road. And one of my favorite things to do is hit scan on the radio, and then all those little pieces of either music or radio shows, talk shows, I kind of piece together, and it gets me kind of thinking. So it's one of my favorite games. You should try it.
Yeah. I like the sound of that. I also like the mental image of you just driving with your gear in the back.
Yeah.
And it's just you and the road.
Yeah.
I think there's something quintessentially American and romantic about that.
Oh, totally.
About being out on the road with your guitar.
Oh, yeah. It's a hot romance.
And it's taking you to rural Vermont this weekend, which is pretty romantic. And starting off on, is it Friday night at the Shaskeen Pub?
What's today? Wednesday? Tomorrow.
Thursday night.
And then Friday I'm playing at 6:00. So I get to kind of kick off the party, and then I'm off the rest of the weekend. I can party with everyone.
That's perfect. That is perfect.
It really is.
That's awesome. Did you want to share another song?
Yeah,
with us?
Absolutely.
Beautiful. thank you.
Thank you. It's so quiet in here. Like I'm used to loud bars, so I'm like, I'm gonna lean back a little.
It is sort of an odd experience being in a box and imagining that there are people beyond these walls who are listening in.
No, it's great.
Well, we're delighted to have you. And you're working on, is it a full-length album?
Hopefully.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the plan. I think I have about definitely 8, hopefully 10 songs, maybe more. But it's also, it kind of stinks because, you know, I have all these songs lined up and then, like, while I'm working on it, I'll have an idea for another one. And I'm like, cool, like, I wanted to get this track done out of the way and now I have 2 new songs that have no ending, so... But I love the process. It's a learning experience. So.
Yeah, I bet. And yeah. are you doing all of the recording and mastering yourself?
I'm doing all the recording. I'm not sure about mastering. I don't know. I have this thing, like, I don't want to start a GoFundMe or anything like that. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, if I was the other person, I could be like, nah, man. Like, but yeah, I'm kind of hoping to set it out to get mastered, but I'm doing everything myself at home right now. So I have a couple new mics I got, a new interface, and then tried out a couple different programs, but I think I found the one I really like. So
that does sound really like a neat adventure to go on.
Yeah,
and by yourself.
Totally. Before I you know, like back in high school when I would record, I was using this program called Fruit Loops, and I've like, you know, I've talked to a couple people. I'm like, yeah, like I used to use this. And they're like, I don't even know what that is. They're like, you use cereal? Like, I don't understand. So, yeah, it kind of rocked my world in that way. But, you know, it's the side of music that I didn't really know much about. So I kind of wanted to just dive in, you know, figure it out.
Exactly. So, yeah. Find your feet.
Yeah, exactly.
Very, very cool. Now, did you want to play another song on the guitar before going over to your other love?
Yeah, I will. My banjo is truss rod is getting a little too funky, so, but yeah, we'll stick with the guitar for the next one.
Playing at the liquor store. Ground ain't seen a drop of rain since the month before. Now I sway, Lord, I'm feeling like a tumbleweed with no way in. Don't you hear that same blues tune? One of my ways up, ma'am, for Steve and Noon. Skies go bam, my mind is gray, my face stuck in the mud. I can't get away, get away, get away, you left me, baby. 18 long months since you last wrote me. But I ain't spent a dime for anyone's but my own. But working hard won't make the news. Working hard won't make the news. Some blues and the glass and the trigger at that corner store. I've never seen to scratch a winner. Lonesome blues, I'll be okay. I'm not. I'll be
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's sort of this wistful feel to a lot of your music, and that makes me think about what you were saying about kind of coming up in the Irish folk traditional music, and yeah. that kind of feeling of not sadness, but almost a longing.
Yeah, definitely. I think I listen to like too much of like the Wolftones and Pogues, so like, you know, I do have like some more political songs, but you know, this day and age, you get kind of just sick of it. You see it everywhere, so it's nice to take a break and focus about other stuff in life.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I feel you on that. There's a certain point in the day where you sort of think,
give me a shot and I will tell you how I feel, but
some restorative properties of music.
Yeah.
To dive into that. Now, when you were growing up and you were heavily into traditional Irish music, and you mentioned the Pogues, you mentioned sort of delving into more punk, were you also, I could imagine you, especially given the tight-knit community it seems like you're part of now, with the kind of this roots scene, with the traditional Irish music in this area. I know there are a ton of festivals. I know a lot of people came up doing step dancing and all the rest of it. Was that also part of the way that you grew up? Was that something that you did, that your friends did? Was that, or were you more, I could also imagine you just in your bedroom listening to basically hundreds of albums.
Yeah.
and just feeding your brain and feeding that creativity that way.
Yeah, I think I totally did Irish step dancing. And I had a couple cousins that, or our second cousins or whatever, that end up going to Worlds. And it was definitely a part of my heritage that I never really kind of brushed off. I didn't really continue with the Irish step. As soon as I discovered Black Flag at Dead Kennedys, it kind of just didn't really mesh, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I think there are a bunch of course, like, I'm from Marshfield, so it's Irish Riviera. But there are a lot of cool kind of jam sessions, you know. It's definitely out there if you want it. I go to this place called The Cottage in Weymouth, and they do a jam session there. And, you know, I kind of like to sit back and listen because, you know, with banjo, it's kind of, I've only been playing a year and a half, so I tend to take a step back and listen more to other players, so.
Yeah, that's completely understandable.
Yeah.
Now, mentioning the banjo, do I see her sitting next to you? Is that
yes.
right? I'm very curious. I don't get to see many banjos, so how is it that you came by this one? Was this an instrument that you kind of had your eye on, that you wanted to have one? You mentioned you only started playing about a year and a half ago. Oh, yeah. She's a beauty.
Oh, yeah. It's my baby. My parents actually surprised me for my birthday, and I won't even lie, I was coming home early. I was at like a party or something, and I left early in the morning, so I was like, I just want to go shower. I was in like a terrible mood, and it was sitting on the table, and I just like burst into tears, because, like, you know, especially I wasn't the easiest kid to deal with growing up, so to have my family support my music is huge. But before that, I stole my boyfriend's banjo and kind of fooled around on that. And he actually had a 1956 Roy Smek tenor, which four strings, so definitely more Irish music.
Yeah,
fitting into that style. So I kind of fixed that up and made me kind of learn the ins and outs of it. And then I got this beauty. So yeah, it's definitely still a learning process, but I love it. Something about the sound just makes you want to wiggle. Like, wiggle around, and it just makes you happy, so I love it.
It's funny how a change from one stringed instrument to another can make such a big difference in the way that it makes you feel. Does it change the way that you write as well?
I think so. I think that I was writing with guitar for so long that singing with banjo kind of like made me be like, oh wow, like my voice almost sounds completely different. But I think it's easier for me right now to mess with tunings. Like the guitar is still my home, but I'm always kind of willing to try new things, and the banjo definitely offers a lot of roads for experimenting. So
very
I love
cool.
it. Yeah,
I'm excited to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think this might be my last one, but the song is called Roots.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I really, what a treat to have you in the